Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Like, why would you do that to them?
That's so, yeah.
Oh, that would be like my nightmare. That would be such a nightmare. Oh my god.
That was so funny. Humiliation. Hi everyone. Welcome to Lovecast, the BL podcast. I am one of your hosts, Alexa, and with me I have the whole team here. Pixie, Kayla, and Heather are all here today.
Yay.
So today we don't really have a planned episode. We are doing an unscripted one, which it's been a while since we've done one. People always seem to like them. So we're just kind of gonna, we have a couple like mini topics in mind, but nothing really planned. So, we're just gonna kind of start with some things, see what pops up, talk about what we're watching, talk about what comes to mind, and see what we end up with. Yeah. Well,
I mean, our last unscripted was last year.
Last season.
Actually had
episode.
Yeah, wow.
It's been a while.
This season yet. / this year yet. Yeah.
The changed episode format, I feel like we're more like intentional about the episodes.
Recording.
Like we were we're only doing them every other week, so we should have something like set, but also like I feel like the unscripted episodes are always fun to throw in every once in a while. Yeah. So, and they're easy to plan for because you don't really have to plan for them.
And it's like also, we haven't talked to each other for like 2 weeks.
We've come off a very busy couple of weeks because like we had Fanlympics, which was super fun, but a lot of planning was going into that on the back end, and that was 2 weekends ago, which probably would have been the last time all of us saw each other. And then last weekend, Kayla and I were in New York for like 36 hours for the first fan meet that was hosted by Lila with Starstruck and Omo Studios. So we were also prepping for that. So I feel like coming off of two, honestly, it's just been a very busy like couple of weeks behind the scenes at Lovecast. So I feel like this is a good point to have an episode where we don't really have to think too much about what we're talking about. We can just kind of vibe.
Yeah, and we need to hear about the event with First, since me and Heather weren't there and we haven't actually talked about it since you guys got back. So
no, I guess we haven't. Oh. I feel like, no. I mean, it feels like it was longer ago, but it was literally just last weekend.
I know.
It was a lot of fun. It was like literally very whirlwind. Like I picked Kayla up from the airport at like 1:30 on Friday, and I dropped them off at the airport at like 6:30 in the morning on Sunday. So we were not even there for 2 full days.
Wow.
But it was a lot of fun. I mean, we got a lot packed into that time, which will be coming out across socials in some form or another, because we got to get that content. It was in fact a content trip. But no, it was a lot of fun. I mean, the first fan meet was, first of all, very well organized. Like, props to Lila and the team that she was working with, because they pulled off what sounds like 4 very fun events. We were only at the one of them, but We talked to Kim, who was at all of them, and a couple of the fans who had gone to multiple. And it sounds like they were a lot of fun and very creative. And they also rolled with the punches really well. Because like our event was supposed to be the picnic in the park, which was supposed to obviously be in a park. But because it had been raining all week leading up to that, and it was really cold and windy in New York that weekend, they were like, maybe we shouldn't do this outdoors. So it ended up getting moved inside last minute. But I honestly think that was the better option. And it made for like a really cozy and intimate little setting that they had set up. And yeah, it was just a lot of fun. I mean, I don't want to give too many details because like we do have a vlog coming out about it. So I want to be like, everyone go watch that when it comes out. But I feel like we can kind of talk about like some of the other, like the general aspects of it maybe. But yeah.
Yeah. So for those who don't know, like Alexa and Kayla had press passes for the event, so they're in a professional setting.
So
you feel so loosely using that word,
very loosely. The whole time me and Kayla were like, why us? Like, it was literally just convenience because we are the two American members of Lovecast, but we were like, were we the right two people to be attending this event as press? Like, and we felt very out of our depth, I think, at some points, but it was also like really cool. Like, this is the first time like I guess Kayla too, had gone to anything with Lovecast from like a press perspective. So it felt like very weird and official, and I was like, I don't really know how we ended up here, but like it's really cool. Obviously, partially have to thank like Lila and Omo for like inviting us out, because like it wouldn't have happened if not for them. But also like you kind of puts in perspective, like, damn, we're like press worthy to some people. Like, I don't know, it's a weird thing to think about.
Yeah, it was. It's kind of in the similar vein as whenever we went to Thailand, and you feel like this is a really surreal experience, but at the same time it kind of just felt casual. Like, it's honestly like very similar to Thailand, where like we would meet people and be like, oh, it's felt like we've known them for a long time. At least that's how I felt meeting, I think specifically like meeting Lila and Kim. I was like, oh my gosh, like instantly hit it off with both of these people and like missed them so much. I miss them so much. I want there to be another event. But it definitely was, how long was the event? I don't even know. Like, I was like so
locked in
into what I was doing.
It was,
I don't know what was going on.
It was scheduled for, I think, about 2.5 hours, including all, like, there was benefits after the fact. So, like, everyone who was there got to take a Polaroid with First, which was really cool. And, like, some of the people who had bought, like, higher packages got, like, a selfie on their phone. Or I think the other option was, like, they could choose a 30-second video that he would record on their phone. So, like, they including that, I think it was, like, 2.5 hours. But it did start a little bit late. And we also, like, stayed after the fact to kind of chat and help clean up and stuff like that. So in total, I think we were there for maybe, like, 3.5 hours. But I agree. I think the fact that Lila was hosting it and, like, Kim was there. And, of course, like, Ayla and Beth Ann from Let's Talk BL were there. Like, all of these people that we knew were, like, the people hosting and helping with the event. So, like, as much as it was like felt surreal, like you walked in and like I was like, these are people we were playing games with on stream a week ago.
Yeah,
so like, you know, like it didn't feel weird at all. And like I feel like if it had been hosted by like another entity, it might have felt like a lot more stressful. I don't know if stressful is the right word. Intimidating, maybe.
Intimidating, yeah.
But like, you know, like we were waiting outside for them to come down and bring like our press badges, and like Lila walked out and saw us, and like we just hugged each other, and I was like, this is like, I don't know, it just felt, it felt like really nice. It was really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Lila actually shout out, because she let us take Polaroid pictures with First too, and that like wasn't something that was supposed to happen, was going to happen, was planned. So I just feel like, and I know Alexa, you'll attest to this too, I just feel like we owe Lila. Like, we have this thing where we do not like asking people for favors because we feel like we're asking too much and we're like using them as opposed to like just being their friends.
Mm-hmm.
So like even I remember I was like standing like recording stuff with one arm and then like trying to take photos with the other, and Lila was like, you can move around. And I was like, am I allowed to move around? I just felt like it really wasn't intimidating once you got used to it, but I think just like I feel like being in an environment where like it's a BL event is, it's very interesting because you're around everyone who has the same interest. And
yeah,
I don't know. The whole time I was like, does anybody recognize us?
It did happen.
Did First recognize you guys?
Yeah, I was gonna ask.
I think you might have recognized Kayla, because I don't know, I caught this on video, but like one of the first clips I got when he first started going around like talking to the fans is like he walked past and he looked at Kayla and he wide her, and I was like, I don't know, I think he might have recognized her from the interview, but like I don't know, like he didn't specifically say like, oh, you're, but I feel like that was kind of like, to me, like he also like saw the press badge, of course, so I don't know if he put two and two together.
I'm
but
not sure.
For those listening who haven't actually seen it, when we were in Thailand last year, we did interviews, and Jaw First and
Ben,
the rest of the Be My
Boston and Joe and Ben
were there for that interview. And but First came late, so he wasn't there, like he was there an hour less than the rest, so I mean, but yeah,
this made up for it for me.
Actually, one of the people who recognized us because that interview, and they were like, oh, you they were like, oh, you guys look familiar, and I was like, oh, we're Love Cast, like I don't know if you know us, and she was like, oh yeah, you interviewed the Be Mine Superstar cast, and I was like, yeah, thanks for watching our interview.
Oh my gosh. And then the other person was, there was this girl, and I really want to see the photo, like I want to know if she posted it anywhere, but we were talking to Ayla and Beth Ann, and she came up to all of us and was like, oh my god, I'm like a fan of like all of you, and like took a photo with all of us, but like,
cute,
I want to see the photo. Like,
tag girl, us if you watch this, post a photo,
help us find her.
No, it was really cool though. I mean, First was like, interesting. I said like, of course, like I'm already like a fan of First because like he was so lovely in Thailand. He's such a sweetheart. Yeah. But like if I hadn't already been a fan of him, I was like, this event would have done me in. Like the boyfriend vibes that they were trying to create were in fact created. Like he was giving off peak boyfriend energy. He was so cute. Like it was so fun to watch him walk around interacting with people. I was like, I would have been smitten. Like I was smitten to an extent. Like
same.
Yeah.
But... same.
No, it was really cool. It was a really fun event.
Think of other details that we can give that won't spoil the vlog.
So I'm like, make sure you watch the vlog. But yeah, no, it was really cool.
Did you guys mention the other dates that he was held?
Like, oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. So the first day they did a museum date and a bowling date, and then the one before ours on Saturday was like an art painting date. For the museum date, they said like what they actually did was like they did a scavenger hunt where you had to go and find First at like his favorite exhibits around the museum. And so like when they found him, like that's where they ended up doing like their fan benefits, like taking a Polaroid and doing all of that kind of stuff with him.
Clever.
The attendees who we talked to that had gone to that one said it was a lot of fun, and Kim was at that one too. And she was like, it was a little bit like weird, like trying to do press while you're like walking around a museum, but like for the fans, for the attendees, like I think it was a lot of fun. And then they did a bowling one. And then, like I said, the one before ours was painting, and then ours was a picnic. So like they had pizza and donuts and cookies, and then they played a bunch of games, which were a lot of fun. I think ours was probably like the most low key one, because it was a lot of First just literally like walking around. He was eating a donut. He was chatting with people. Like, it was a really like low key but like fun energy. So Yeah, a lot of fun.
I'm glad it was fun. Like, we were talking before you guys were going, and we were just like, we were skeptical of how these event would unfold. But it just because we've been, what do you call it? We've been disappointed a lot in the past with BL events, okay? There's been a lot of bad ones that have, like, not been well organized or anything. So it's so nice to hear that, like, they pulled it off.
Yeah. No, I think, I mean, Lila is, like, a born event planner. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just, like, seeing her in her element, I was like, okay, Lila knows what she's got going on. And I don't know if I actually met anyone, at least I wasn't introduced to anyone who said they were from Omo Studios, so I'm not quite sure, like, who there was working with that side of the production team. But, like, we met a couple of Lila's friends who have worked with her on her other stuff and, like, have gone to Thailand with her in the past, and, like, that whole team just, like, they work together really well. Like, they just have, I mean, like, that's what Lila does for a living. Like, she, like, plans K-pop tours and, like, goes on K-pop tours and stuff like that. So,
Lila is living the life, dude.
Yeah.
I know.
No, it's really cool. I was like, maybe I need to consider a career change at age 30.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, my toxic trait here is imagining that I could do that job.
I could be your assistant.
Lila joked. Yeah, me and Lila have joked that, like, I should move to America and just basically train with her and then just take her life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I would love to, but also, oh my god, what a career change! At 30.
I was like, I mean, my delusional brain. I was like, what do I have tying me down? Like, I don't like. I have a career, but like, it's not like I work in like administration. Like, I could fuck that and just start all over again. Anywhere. Like, why not? But the reality of it is, like, could I actually do it? I don't know. But like, after
I'm
the
just
event...
waiting for you and Kayla to announce that you're moving to Thailand too.
We talked about that too.
We did talk about that, and I will find a way.
Ask Freddie after they've gone and done it.
Get their experience.
Yeah.
There's always like production companies looking for
interns.
Like,
interns, yeah, especially
like,
now.
You could international liaison. Be like, hey,
right? I did see a company put out like a employment call for international.
Learn Thai and then.
Learn Thai.
And then be the bridge. And just,
step one. All you need learn is, Thai.
Like, all you need is like. What, conversational Thai, so you can talk to the managers, and then you could be the, like, international PR.
Casual conversational Thai.
You know what? I think getting married is sounding a lot easier than this.
I mean, listen, they're on the path to legalizing gay marriage in Thailand, so maybe
they're on the path.
My opportunity is as good as the rock. A green card marriage.
Oh, that's so funny.
Are they green card marriages in other countries? I don't know if that's what they're called.
Citizenship marriages? Nationality?
Citizenship marriage.
I think that might be illegal, so.
Yeah, those are, well, I don't know about other countries, but in Norway, you can go that way about getting married and everything, but there's really strict rules to it, so it'll take forever. It's not worth it. So. But,
getting a job is the easier option.
I've said this
You're
before,
saying
that there's
but...
a lot of men getting Thai women to marry them and move to Norway. And I'm just like, okay, well, if I was younger and didn't have a boyfriend, like, I would get a Thai boyfriend, just move to Thailand.
reverse.
Not 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But no, it was really cool. I mean, the coolest part, I think, was, like, obviously seeing First in real life again was super cool, and, like, getting to see him in his element with his fans, but also just, like, I think meeting Lila and Kim and Ayla and Bethann, and, like, we got to have dinner with Kim afterwards, and she is just, like, as sweet as she comes off, and like every other time we've talked to her, like she is actually like that adorable in real life, and it's just cool to be able to like talk to everyone and be like, wow, we're friends and we all exist in real life as well as on the internet, like
I feel outside like of the screen.
Yeah, I feel like we've all been like sitting together and talking about BL for such a long time and all that, like meeting people out in the wild is sort of like whoever it is, just meeting another BL fans outside is crazy to me. Yeah. And it's so much fun every time it happens.
Yeah. We were having this discussion of like these are people I consider my friends, but like I was like, I don't know anything about these people. Like I don't know how I was like, I don't know how old any of them are. Like
they like BL. It doesn't matter.
And I
we
was
know
like,
that we know they're over 18 and yeah, they like BL. I have my
age range guess, but I was like I was literally saying to Kim, like I've just been picking up little tidbits of information about people. Like I was like, lore. Okay, I learned Ayla was married a while back, and Kim was like, oh, I just recently learned how long she's been married for. And like I told Kim that I was turning 30 this year, and I was like, oh, like do you mind me asking how old you are? And she was like, all I'll say is I'm your P. And I was like, okay. So I know Kim is in her 30s. So I got that little tidbit of information that I'm putting in my pocket. So it's just like, it's so funny how internet friendships work. Cause like, you're like, we have talked about like this one topic and so many other topics, like so intimately, but like, I don't know how old these people are. Like, it's so weird how that works. I barely knew how old any of you guys were for like the first year we were doing things together. Like, we were just kind of vibing. Now I know, but like at first I was like, Pixie's vaguely in her 30s. Kayla might be the same age as me. I thought Heather was the same age as me, which like you basically are, but like it's just so funny how
I appreciate you saying vaguely, because like I'm halfway through my 30s.
It's all good.
I was at the like the liquor store here in Norway. We have one big liquor store you have to go to. And I got card.
The whole country?
The whole country. There's a one liquor store in all of Norway.
Everyone it's called just... Wine Monopoly, and it's in like every city. And it's
quite literally a monopoly.
It's literally a monopoly. Like it's the only place to get liquor. You can get beer in normal stores, but that's about it. But I was buying like alcohol that was 18 plus, and I was asked
you have alcohol
to show
that's
my
under 18
ID.
Plus. Do you have alcohol? You can purchase alcohol under 18 years old?
No, but you have, like, there's alcohol that you need to be 21 to buy, too. So that's why I'm saying 18. Like,
yeah,
if it was
okay.
21.
That makes
but
sense.
Interesting.
This was 18.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I had to show my ID. And I was just like.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
I don't know. Did the guy ask me for the ID? And I'm just like, even when you're 35? And he's just like, oh. Well, take it as a compliment.
Like, thank you.
Like, what the fuck? Okay.
That's funny. Age is
weird. It's all good.
But yeah. No, I don't know. It was a fun event. We had some other cool things we did. We went to the Thai dessert cafe, which was
so good.
It was so good.
So good.
It's like I could taste it through the photo. Like, they looked so good.
There's a clip of Kayla, which I'm sure they will put in the vlog of one of the cakes we tried was a Thai tea cake, and Kayla took a bite. She literally had to get up out of her seat and like take a lap because it was so good. Like,
literally, they gave us like extra sauce or so icing, funny. Whatever you want to call it, to put more on top. I was just eating that with the spoon. It was so good. Oh, so good.
Mood.
Nice. Mood. Yeah, that was unfair showing a picture of that because, like, I'm very far away, so.
Yeah, no, yeah. It was really good.
I was like, the FOMO I was feeling with the photo of the Thai desserts and the photo of all of you together,
yeah,
like with Starstruck, Let's Talk, and BL and Chill. I was like,
yeah,
I could just quickly pop over, quick on, be part of a photo, go to America, spend 24 hours on a plane, and go to America, like
for 24 hours in America, 24 hours back,
24 hours nice back little on the
weekend
plane.
Trip. Yeah.
And maybe see someone because everyone was so busy, like running somewhere else literally right after the thing was done.
Yeah.
I think like they're literally there to run the event.
Yeah, you're like, oh, you're actually there to run an event. But yeah, I think there was after our event finished, they had done like a raffle, and like 4 people were chosen and they got to do like a little cafe date with First. So I think they had to like run and do that afterwards. Then of course, like the next day, Lila was like, she said she had a flight at like 8 a.m. to fly to Dallas for the other fan meet. Yeah. So, like, she was truly like,
she's doing everything.
Yeah. So, I hope she is resting well now because it was probably a whirlwind week for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it was really cool.
No, it's so good.
Yeah. Hopefully.
It's so exciting.
Mm-hmm. There was also the first cup sleeve.
Oh, the cup sleeve event. That
event that we got to with 30 minutes before close.
Before it ended. No!
So no one was there. It was dead. We were trying to take photos and they were cleaning all the up. Things the first
time. And you're like, just leave it. I need this photo.
Can you take a photo really quick? But no, it was.
You should have still been. Were you still wearing your press badges?
No, I totally didn't get to like, keep
took
them
back. With my press badge. Be like, I need you to stop.
I don't know if anyone like noticed. Yeah, actually, I'm here for official business.
I'm press.
But no, they had a lot of cute. Like they like had vendors that were set up in there that were like selling their merch, and I got.
Did you buy something?
I got like a little top loader for my first Polaroid because they had made ones that were like themed for each of the dates, so I got like a one that was
so cute.
It's like kind of picnic themed.
That's so cute.
So I had my Polaroid in there, but now it's in the back of my phone. And I also have my little the actual cup sleeve.
Cool.
Kayla accidentally threw theirs in the trash.
don't even don't even. That tells you how stressful the subway was for us, that I was so stressed out that I aggressively threw my drink in the trash and didn't even realize the thing was on it.
Yeah, no, we had some interesting transportation experiences.
Hold on, where's mine?
But no, it was
right next to
cute
next to Fluke.
Cute.
But yeah, no, it was cute. They had a lot of cute merch, and I would have like probably, I felt stressed because it was like almost ending, so I didn't want to actually like stop and look too much. But like I was like, I should get something because we're like the last people that just walked in here. But everyone was really nice. The vendors were really cool, and the whole place was set up like really nicely. So it was a cute little. I'd never gone to a cup sleeve event before, so even though we barely made it, I thought it was. Really, I was like really excited to have made it. But yeah, it was so funny because the bubble tea place that we were at, I think they also had like a karaoke lounge like in the back end or something. And there was like a party of like teenagers doing karaoke, but they were playing the kids singing the karaoke over the speakers of the whole establishment. So the whole time we were in there was just this kid singing off tune to these random ass songs playing across the speakers of the whole like bubble tea place, and I was like, why would you do that to them?
That's so yeah.
Oh, that would be like out my to, like, nightmare or something.
That would be such a nightmare. Oh my god,
it was so funny. Humiliation.
I like when we first walked in, I noticed it at first and I was like, okay, like maybe they're just playing like some weird cover playlist. And then I realized like a couple of the kids walked out at some point and I saw them like walk back in and I realized what was going on. And I was like, why would you play that over the speakers? Like, did they know that the whole establishment could hear them singing right now? Like, it was so funny.
Had to have.
It was so funny.
Surely. Well, they will. They would have once they walked out and realized someone else in there.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
But yeah.
But no, it sounds like it was actually a lot of fun, even though it was a very short trip and you packed a lot into it. Yeah. It was slightly stressful. It does sound like it was fun.
It was fun. It was fun.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
I hadn't been into the city. Well, like actually like hanging out in New York for like 10 years. So, it was nice to actually like do some different stuff in the city. Had Jollibee for the first time. We went to Chelsea Market. So like it was nice that we got to do some other like fun things and also like of course do the event and get to see everyone through that as well. So it was short but impactful little trip. So yeah.
Nice.
Stay tuned for the content coming soon. Never gets approved to go out.
Like all the little cards.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like linking back to everything so people can watch.
We'll see. We'll see when we get the content approvals from the team about the first vlog. But I'm sure it'll be up either shortly before or shortly after this. So we'll make sure to link it somehow, some way.
Yep. On a different note, what is everyone watching?
Not shit.
technically not BL, but I've been watching Heartbreak High because
me too.
Season two just came out.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got two eps left.
That's how many I have left too.
Yeah, I binged it yesterday afternoon. I was like, I can't stay away from this any longer. I lasted like, what is it? It's the 14th today. It came out on the 11th. Yesterday was the 13th. I don't know why I'm doing all this math. I lasted a couple of days. And then I was like, nah, can't last any longer. I gotta watch it.
I think I'm only four episodes in, but there's a lot of stuff happening. And I'm just like so busy though. I'm just, okay, I need to take this a little bit slowly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, oh my God. They've really packed in the everything this season, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot happening, mm-hmm. but it's, I'm really enjoying
There's
it.
There's some storylines I was really excited about. So I'm happy. I'm probably going to finish it later tonight because I have two episodes left. And I was like, maybe I'll finish them last night. But I decided to, I like to savor. I hate Netflix binge culture. I hate feeling like I have to watch everything in one day. So I try to like at least make it last like 3 or 4 days. So I usually watch like two or so episodes a day. So that's what I've been doing. I'll probably end up finishing it tonight.
Yeah. So I've been watching a BL, which is rare.
Wow. We're a BL podcast.
Love podcast is rare that we watch BL.
But listen, I am really excited about this because I wasn't going to watch it actually, but then I looked at the Discord and people were talking about it in the chat room for it. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to try it. The Taiwanese BL called Unknown. It's based off of Priest's Big Brother novel.
Yeah, I haven't started
it. It's so good.
I've been meaning to start it.
It's not done yet. Like I think the 8th episode came out on Viki, 9 on Youku or whatever. I don't have that, so I don't know. I use Viki.
I have platforms. But there's with that platform. It continues.
Yeah. I've seen 8 episodes so far, and it's so good. It's bringing back. It's giving history. It's giving history 3. Okay. It's bringing me back, and it's got such a good plot, and it hasn't been like because the novel is called Big Brother. You can imagine what's it about, but it's not cringy and it's not gross and it's not. What do you call it? Like it's not on the line or anything really. It's very well made.
Nice. Yeah, I've been vaguely like, you know, when I like check the chat rooms, I just like to clear out the the notifications of them because I can't stand looking at all the unread chat notifications. I've been like scrolling and just I've seen a lot of discussion like happening in that channel around the show, but I haven't actually had a chance to start it yet. So
no, I was surprised at how invested I got. Nice. Like I started when episode 7 came out, and I just binged it all. Nice. And now I'm stuck waiting because there's total 12 episodes, I think. But I love that they are. I love that they are adapting priest novels, in Taiwan, because they can do more. So I hope they'll continue doing that.
Yeah.
I think of the world of BL and GL, like 23.5 is kind of the only thing I'm keeping up with at the moment. I say keeping up with. I will be caught up by the end of this weekend. But
yeah, I'm behind like 2 episodes, but
I'm just caught up today because I had to record the episode 6 reaction. So I like watched episode 5 last night and I'm finally caught up. But yeah, it's now that's giving. It's giving everything.
That's everything.
It's giving for me. No, it's been so cute. Like I just it's so simple, but like it's sapphic, so I'm just like, it's giving me everything, and Milk and Love are so good, and I love the character so much. Like, Aelin is, like, I think Aelin and Ongsa both are, like, very dear to me, because I see, like, 15-year-old Alexa in them, so I'm just like, let me just put you in my pocket and keep you safe. But, I've been really loving it.
Yeah. It's really cool. I think the other JMMTV thing that I haven't started yet, but I've been keeping track of what people have been saying. Not We Are, only Boo.
Okay, the Boo.
Oh, yeah.
I've been keeping track of what people have been saying online about it. And like
Only Boo.
Only Boo. Yeah. I would like to start it when I have time because people seem to have enjoyed the first couple of episodes. So.
Yeah, I remember I liked the trailer for that one because it was, it was eye-catching.
Yeah.
The plot was interesting. Yeah,
I'm so surprised that there's like, sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, go ahead.
I was just gonna say I'm so surprised that there's 3 JMMTV BL airing at GL shows currently right now. Airing at the moment. Yeah.
They have been like on. They have been cranking it out. They are trying to get all of their stuff.
It's gonna take over their Lockhorn, and it's just gonna be like there's gonna be 1 Lockhorn per week, and it's gonna be a rest of it's gonna just go all DL and BL.
I support that. Let the straights have the minority number of time slots for once.
Oh, dude!
But yeah, I'm just so surprised. Yes.
Also, because I have to talk about this. Have you guys seen the new show from Mew?
Oh, the cat one? The one that's like a Korea
Love is like
Thai
a cat.
Crossover? Yeah. I literally just saw TikTok today about how it was really Mickey. Disappointing, but I haven't actually started it.
Honestly, I was kind of excited to watch it, and the start isn't bad, but Mew's character is very vanilla. He's very sourly. He's just like walking around being in a bad mood, not showing any emotions really.
Like that type
and
of character.
And it's just like, okay, well, yeah. But like the idea of it is good, and like they executed the whole Thai and Korean in one series was good. But yeah, I just, Mew, like, I don't know what Mew is doing, honestly.
Is he meant to be like a how do you say that word again?
Sundra? T-S-U.
Sundra.
And what's the Japanese
term?
T-S-U-N-D-E-R-E. Yep, that's the word.
That one.
As we all butcher the pronunciation.
Tell me how to pronounce that phonetically. Anyway.
Yeah, I have no idea. I said it in Norwegian and it's close to the Japanese one.
What is it? How do you say it?
Sundere.
Sundere.
But it's a little bit close to how they say it in Japan. It's not. But it's easier to say in Norwegian than it is with an English pronunciation. But anyway, yes, I think his character is supposed to be that. But the problem is,
it's not coming across.
He's supposed to be like a celebrity. He's supposed to be well liked and be like this big hotshot in South Korea, like a Thai actor who comes to South Korea because he's so popular and he's so, and like he's got the most janky ass personality, and it's just like, what the fuck is going on?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
On here.
He's not even putting on an act.
Just coming right out for him, Pixie.
Dude, it's janky. Worth watching just for having some, just laughing at it, honestly. I can't describe it in any way. I'm gonna keep watching because it's a freaking train wreck. But
I was,
it's kind of funny looking at you being all like, yeah, I don't know.
I was surprised that I hadn't heard more people like talking about it, because I feel like it's a production that had been like talked about, and I think they filmed it a while ago too. And I barely even realized it was on air. I only realized because like we had made a channel for it in our Discord, and we do that when things are about to air. But I feel like for how big of a star Mew is in the BL community, no one has, I feel, and maybe I'm just on the wrong sides of social media, but I feel like just people have not been talking about it the way I expected them to. And I don't know if it's because like it's not a Mew goth thing, or because Mew and Tool is like a bigger point of discussion right now than anything Mew has going on acting wise.
I'm more invested in Mew, Tool, and than this show. the show has a rating on Viki at 7.5.
Oh, interesting.
Get out.
That is really bad for Viki.
I was gonna say usually Viki on the platforms the ratings are really high.
Yeah.
If I watch something on like Viki or iQIYI, the rating is almost always like 9.7 or above. The people watching it are people who like the show usually. So that's interesting.
Yeah. Unknown is at 9.3. So,
damn.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's like, I wonder if it's because, so when it was announced that he was going to be part of this project, like over a year ago, longer.
It's been really a long time that it's been in the works.
Everyone was talking about it. Everyone was like, this is so cool. Like, he's going to be part of this project. It's this really cool little thing. Crossover. And then it was like radio silence. Mm-hmm. Even when they were filming it, it was really, it was like kept under wraps.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. And now that it's coming out, I don't know if it's like, I haven't seen promo for it before it came out either. Like, I barely saw any promo for it.
I've been realizing
it's like that's playing into it.
The way the Korean BLs promote, especially a lot of the ones lately, like you don't know when they're happening. Like, I'm like, all these Korean BLs start airing and I'm just like, I haven't even seen one trailer for this. Like, I feel like I feel like it's even different from how they usually promote like regular Korean dramas. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's just because they're smaller, like budget production, so they don't have the means to put out a big like promotional push. But I feel like so many of the Korean BLs, like, you don't know when they're airing. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it's like, this is going to be on air next week. Here's a trailer. Here's where it's airing. And you're like, oh, okay. Yeah. Or I find out about it like after it's already finished. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I saw someone on my drama list calling the first two episodes of the show fillers. And I was like, well, that's technically not true, but I get what you're saying. Because not a lot happens. But the episodes are just 16 minutes long with the intro and outro.
Wow. So it's like the shorter KBL format.
Yeah. Yeah, they released two episodes at a time, but nothing has happened so far.
Yeah, going back to what you were saying, Alexa, in like how they like KBLs lately seem to be promoting and like against like not like I nearly said normal. That's not the word I wanted to use. Like the K-dramas. I wonder if that's a little bit of them trying to just get the show out before it gets pulled or before there is an uproar that the series is a thing. And then they have to censor, they're like forced to censor certain things, or they're forced to only put it out on a very specific platform that's different to the one that they originally had chosen to put it out on. Or like, I wonder if it's something like that is playing into the way that they're promoting the BLs and the way that they're then distributing them.
I feel like I don't have too much insight on like censorship in like Korea. Obviously, you know, like the general like political feelings around like queerness and how generally media portrays queerness and whether or not you can see it on television. Although recently there was like a mainstream K-drama that had like a pretty prominent queer character. The Wedding Impossible, which I only ever watched like one episode. But yeah, I wonder, like, I know a lot of them for the KBLs are on like just like the streaming services like Watcha or Heavenly and stuff like that. A lot of them like internationally go on iQIYI, and iQIYI does that really weird release thing where if you pay for their Platinum VIP you can watch all the episodes at once, but otherwise you have to wait, and I don't think that helps either. But yeah, I don't really know. Like, I know in general like they do have to submit it for like a rating and stuff like that, but I don't know like how often things get sent back to be like, oh, censor this, or you can't air this here and stuff like that. So it'd be interesting to get some more insight on that kind of stuff.
I went to check, and on MDL it has a rating of 6.5.
My drama list ratings, I ignore them largely. If Vicky ratings are skewed one way, like on the high end, my drama list ratings are almost always going to be skewed the other way, because it's just a very strongly opinionated platform.
But I was looking at the director, because I wanted to know who the director was, and it's a 54-year-old man, and he's barely has any credits on him, And the last film, like last show he directed, according to my drama list, was in 2016. And that show has a rating of 5.8.
Well, I don't know. I guess we'll have to see how it plays out.
I think we found the problem.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, it was just funny. I mean, it's, I can kind of recommend watching it just for the fun of it. And it's kind of fun watching Mew in something new, even though it's, yeah.
Interesting. I don't know if I'll, if so little time, I don't know if I'll, I'll watch it right now.
It's like 10 minutes episodes to watch.
We'll see. We'll see how I'm feeling. I've really been, I'm behind on everything right now, but I've really been liking, very unexpectedly, Star Hunter's current show, City of Stars. I don't
know. I've been watching you tweet and I'm like, I'm getting swayed.
It's like so, like, it's very simple. And like, I'll say, like, it's not the best writing I've ever seen. Like, you know, like the plot isn't like anything like super majorly out there. Like, it's a star and a normal office worker falling in love type plot. But the way that they've written the relationship between the leads has just been like so compelling to watch, and it's just been like a very surprisingly like emotionally mature relationship to watch. And I just think the characters are a lot of fun, and I think Job and Porsche, who are playing the leads, have really, really great chemistry. And like, I don't know, it's for, like, from the first episode I was like very pleasantly surprised by how much I enjoyed watching it. I think it's very funny. Like, I've actually like laughed out loud at certain points, because like something about the comedy was just hitting for me. But like throughout its whole run, I've just been like just enjoying it. Like, it's just been a very enjoyable watch. And it's been like, it airs on Friday, so it's been like my Friday wind down show that I look forward to. And I don't know what it is about it. Maybe it just started airing at the time that I needed something like this, but it's just been like a little happy place show for me. And it's ending next week, and I've just had a lot of fun watching it the whole time. So something about it struck a chord for me. And of course, I've been keeping up with We Are because of Awe and Boom. I've talked about, I don't know what it is about them. I don't know what it is about them that has gotten me hooked, but their characters, like the second episode aired and their characters have finally started interacting. But of course, I love Pond and Poo-Win too. And a lot of people have been saying this show is similar to their dynamic in Fish Upon the Sky, but I'm like, well, I didn't watch this, so this is a new Pon and Poo-Win dynamic for me. So
I loved Fish Upon the Sky. Like, I actually really enjoyed, I really enjoyed Fish Upon the Sky. I loved their dynamic in that.
Yeah, that
makes me excited.
Yeah, it's very like, very like chaotic friend group. Like, it's focused on the friendship ensemble, I would say, more right now, more than the romances necessarily, but it's been fun. It's very loud. Like, they are a very loud group of friends, but the chaos
I feel like
been...
that's the same in, like, IRL.
Yeah, yeah. Literally,
very, like, you put a lot.
You put 8 GMMTV boys together, you are going to get loudness. Yeah, it's been pretty solid start so far. I think it's been fun to watch. So
yeah.
But other than that, I feel like,
has anyone been watching Deep Night?
I was going to ask the same.
I'm behind. I'm behind. I think I am.
I know I would love it.
I think I'm like,
I started it, I just haven't continued. And I want to, but it just,
I think, yeah. I've watched like 4 out of 6. 4 out of the 6 that have aired. And I think it's 8 total. But I really have been liking it. Like it was my nepotism pick for shows that I was really excited about, because I really enjoyed First and Shogun. Like, when we interviewed them, they were so lovely, and I was on for that interview, so like the nepotism was really there. But like, they have really, really good chemistry, and I feel like this is the kind of role that First, like, something about these kind of characters that First tends to play, he just like is so good at it. I'm like, there's something about First in this kind of role that really just hits. And I mean, it's been, like I said, I'm a couple episodes behind, but the chemistry's been good. The plot is, like, pretty much what you'd expect. Like, it's nothing too wild. The nightclub scenes are fun to watch, but it's really the chemistry. Like, I think First and Shogun have, like, it's, I know people have been saying, like, we talked to Gam and she's been saying, like, people have been talking about it a lot. And I think that's literally just because First and Shogun have such good chemistry together. But I've got to catch up. I'm a couple episodes behind, but it's like, I do want to keep watching it. So I've been enjoying what I've seen so far. And there's older lesbian representation because, Shogun's character's mom has a girlfriend in that show. So I was like, it's nice to see some middle-aged single, like, well, I guess she's not single, but like sapphic mother representation, you know, like we don't get to see that kind of stuff as often. So I was really excited about that as well. But yeah, I'm behind, but enjoying it.
The thruple be thruppling?
I don't know. I thought they were going to go the thruple route, but like the first four episodes have been pretty like standard love triangle-y. It's very much best friend who's in love with his like best friend, one's in love with the other. And then the third party comes in and the guy in the center of the love triangle is very much interested in the new person and the new person is very much interested in him. So that like causes the best friend to like finally act on his feelings. And like, I don't know. It's interesting because like in the IRL promotions, the guy who plays like the one-sided love best friend and the new guy are doing a lot of promotion together. But like in the show, it's been very much like so far just love triangle-y, but I'm really hoping that they go the thruple route in the end. Like I said, I'm a couple episodes behind, so I don't know, but based on like the halfway point, it's been more like love triangle.
I need a thruple. Like we need
three will be three. three will be three. Yeah. The groundwork. We need more. We need more of that.
Yeah, it's been too long. There needs to be more.
So many of these relationship issues in these BLs and GLs could be solved if everyone just dated each other.
Very true. My God. Very true. What was I going to say? Like, something that surprised me is that we got like an email from PR people about a show that we never heard about that we all checked out, and I'm just like, I'm obsessed. I'm so obsessed with this show. This trailer was so good. It's called We Are You Are.
Every you, every me, you are close. It's every you, every me.
Every you.
Every you, every me.
You were thinking about We Are.
It's all the titles of all these we, BLs, you, they just
me,
go.
We,
yeah. We, yeah.
Us.
Me.
What was it called again?
Every you, every me.
It's so good. Everyone should check out the trailer. It's like 8 minutes long.
I opened it and saw it was 8 minutes, and I was like, I'll have to come back to that at a later point.
Later.
My brain didn't have the capacity at that moment. But I'm excited.
It starts out a little bit weird because you don't know what's going on, but it's just... can I just say, like, the I think his name is Top. I just love him.
I he's am found a
ready
new...
to marry yeah. him.
Just... Oh, okay.
Dude, when he's sitting on the floor and just watching them fight and just like being gorgeous, I'm just like, wait.
You're like, I would fight over you too. Pixie's like,
and
put me in the ring.
They did another show together.
Yeah,
I read.
I think it was like My Universe. Was that what it was called?
Yes. Is that the one that Maya
with Mick? Mick is. Where is
Mick
it?
And Top.
This is what I got from Maya. That's
yeah,
the,
yeah, right.
As
I
throw it
I
on
have
the ground.
Well, too bad it wasn't Top.
Yeah, my Mick hand sanitizer that I got from Maya. It's the same Mick.
Pixie's got one too. Yeah. All right. Well,
that didn't even connect with me. But yeah.
That's true.
I only noticed because like I was stalking on Instagram and I was like, oh, Maya follows him. And then I put two and two together. Mm. And I was like, okay. Mm. So this is the Maya that, the Mick that Maya has worked with previously. But yeah. No, I have to watch the trailer. Because whenever Pixie says she's excited about something, I'm like, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe.
It takes a, I feel like it takes a lot to get, Pixie's like our resident critic. So like if Pixie's excited about something.
I'm a cynic. Like I just, it takes a lot for me to get excited. But once I get really into something, I get kind of obsessed with it.
Yeah.
But I am already like 8 minutes in and I'm obsessed. I'm just
8 minutes in and you're ready to fly to Thailand and marry one of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, if we go back later this year. We'll have to put in the good word for Pixie. I do not have a count
for how many views I've given that trailer. I'm just saying.
That's how you know it's real.
Oh my god.
Yeah. The other thing that I also haven't watched the pilot trailer for yet, but I'm really excited about is they finally released the pilot for the Thai GL, The Last Case. Which is, it's like the murder mystery GL. It's like, I think it's a doctor is accused of murder. And like the other girl that comes in as a lawyer who has to like help prove her innocence. And it's directed by Apple, which is like, I saw that. And I was like,
what?
Well, first of all, there is a black girl in one of the lead roles. So I was like, already hooked in.
Gorgeous.
And it's directed by Apple, and like I was reading a lot of like Thai fans, and apparently a lot of the actors and people involved in the production are queer women, so I was like, I mean, obviously I know Apple is queer, so like that's just one, but a lot of the actresses and stuff as well. So I've been like following it since it was announced, and they just released the pilot trailer last week, and once again I was just like, I have to be in the right headspace to watch this, but I am very excited for it. I'm glad that it's like finally getting up and rolling.
Yeah. So. How exciting.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like, is there anything else coming up soon that, the other one is Mex.
I'm waiting for Bridgerton, but that's not biology.
I am too. I am too. Literally.
So random, but there's like this Bridgerton event in Bowral, like which is like an hour away from me.
Oh,
and it's like a full on Netflix like proper thing.
Go,
you gotta get yourself in there.
Bowral, like who the
most
fuck?
Random?
Sorry, it's the most random. Like it's Bowral. I don't know how to explain it except I just keep saying the name of this little town. It's a little town.
That's funny.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. Oh, it's probably not an hour. It's probably like a little bit more than an hour for me, but it's not that far. And I'm like, but I'm so excited for the series. Ooh, like, holy
shit. I am
shit.
Also excited about Doctor Who airing. Oh, no, it is an hour Disney for Plus.
Me. So. Yeah. I can't wait for Doctor Who either. Sorry, I'm like literally trying to see.
There's a new doctor, way that I can explain. If you guys didn't know, and it's the
Chuty.
He's in
Sex Education. Chuty.
Yeah.
I Chuty. Am obsessed Chuty. With him. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's awesome. No, the special Doctor Who special where he's in when he transitions or they split
the toy maker.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. It's very good. He's very good.
Nice.
It's the one where so David Tennant comes back as the doctor and the doctor's like, wait, what the fuck? I've worn this face before. Like, what's going on? And then the toy maker, I think is called, is Neil Patrick Harris. And
so good.
He's really good.
There's,
and then
there's the toy dancing maker makes... and they're singing and it's so good.
And then makes Shooty's doctor like separate from David Tennant's doctor.
Yeah.
And then there's like two doctors and then there's like two TARDISes and it's this whole thing and it's really cool and I really fucking like Doctor Who.
Yeah. Same. Dude, like the newest special was it's like a celebration of gayness. I'm just saying.
It's good.
Like the whole thing is so gay. It's
very camp.
I loved it.
It's very camp. Like the way that they've done that special very with camp. The toy maker. It's so camp.
The toy maker the makes best. Everyone dance and sing. And it's awesome.
I love that how one much scene. You love this.
Alexa are like,
Listen.
Sure.
Like, no, I don't know any of those words.
Yep. Toymaker.
You need to. Okay. I'm going to find the scene where Neil Patrick is dancing with all of the military people and
it's
flowers. Yeah. And I'm going to find so, that.
The, yeah. The Toymaker is basically like this, like a. The only way I can explain it is think of him like a demigod, like a trickster type of thing. Mm. And he's got this ability
to
warp time and space and reality. And so he, yeah, and he's like part of what he does is he will trap people and he will just wreak havoc on stuff. Think a little bit like, Loki, like trickster type of stuff. And
the
one
song
scene
is
he...
Spice Up Your Life.
So, yeah. So, the funny thing, so back, like, watching, watching a behind-the-scenes sort of thing, Neil Patrick Harris didn't know the Spice Girls' Spice Up Your Life, and so he had to learn it specifically for this, and, like, it was, it's so funny. It's just a really funny scene. Are we actually going to watch it?
Are we going to get copyrighted? Do you
want to
watch it?
We'll cut it out. All right, we're going to stop talking about Doctor Who in the recording, and it'll jump to whatever's next, and we're going to watch this scene and cutting it out so we don't get copyrighted. So besides non-DL things, keeping track of
any
other
adjacent,
stuff?
So
kind of adjacent. Gay adjacent.
Anything
Who
can be
BL
if you just
adjacent.
Believe.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, what else is going on?
I don't know if I'm really watching any other shows right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh. Is anyone watching the Max Nat show? I need to watch that.
Did
one.
It start?
Yeah.
It's been
like
on.
Five episodes in or something like that now.
It's been on.
Wait,
I will say, I will say, I think they aired like two episodes the first week, so you've only missed like a
What's
month or
called?
Something. Two Worlds.
Oh. I was so excited to watch that. I can't believe I missed
I need
that.
To watch
it's like
I didn't know it was out.
Yeah.
I see from
I
it every week.
Not, like, am I so removed from everything that I'm not seeing the promo, or are things not actually being promoed as strongly as they used to? Is the market too saturated that they can't get the cut through?
I don't know. Like, I follow Max and Nat and, like, the rest of Demundi, and they share the posts every week and, like, the photos and stuff.
Maybe your algorithms
just
aren't pushing it to you. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's just me.
I only know about it because there's a. Yeah. I only know about everything when a channel gets made in the Discord server because I'm the one that makes the channels usually. So I'm like, oh, they're making a channel for this. It must be airing soon.
Yeah.
No, I haven't started it yet, though. I don't even know if I ever watched the trailer for it, honestly. Unless we watched it here.
I watched the trailer and was so like really excited for it, and then. Apparently not as excited as I thought because I missed when five bloody episodes are out.
Now I have something new to binge after you finish Heartbreak High.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am.
Gotta finish Heartbreak High. Gotta finish 23.5 and actually film my own reactions, which I will be wearing this because, like, it's cute and I feel like it's very, I don't know.
It's on theme.
It's GL coded. I don't know how, like, why. It's maybe
it just is. It just is.
It just
you don't
is.
Need to explain it. It just is.
And then yeah, then I'll do Two Worlds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited for. Excuse me.
The what?
Unknown.
Oh.
Oh yeah. No, that's definitely on my list.
I don't know why I put my ear to the microphone.
I thought you were saying something about Doctor Who again.
I was like,
what
we're doing? ASMR, okay?
Oh, no, you know I will. Any Taiwanese, like,
yeah,
I'll be on that train.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me next fortnight, and I'll just be like,
next time we
all about it.
Everyone will know. It will be all over social media that you watched
it. True, that's true.
everyone's favorite game. Who is posting on social media, Heather or Alexa?
Lately, I mean, you could tell.
There's some people who can tell.
You can tell. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If it's about I Feel You Linger in the Air, it's me. If it's about mm-hmm. anything else, it might be Heather. It could be me.
Nah, lately it's been
I feel you guys Alexa, have like, lately been sort of blending together, so lately I'm not just completely sure.
As you say, lately it's been Alexa. 23.5 mm-hmm. bits and pieces have been me, but it's been mainly Alexa. But I do mm-hmm. think at times we kind of blend together depending yeah. on like
who did the deep night joke.
That was me.
Alexa. Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was funny. That was funny.
Thank you very much. I was proud of myself for remembering that meme. I was like, this is very fitting because there is literally in the show a sign on the wall with all the rules. And yeah. I was like, that meme could not be more fitting.
No, it was so funny.
That was good. That was funny.
Yeah, every once in a while I crack a good little dinger out on yeah. the social media.
Every so often you get so proud of like this one like, thing that
this
you
one
do.
Got 100 likes.
Yes. Yep, exactly. You ride that wave.
Yep.
Like, I ride yes. that wave sometimes. I will take the notifications. Like, look how funny I was to 100 people.
I mean, lately, like, with the Milk Love fans who have been giving us all the
They've
love.
They've been lovely.
Our socials yeah. have been popping off. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. we are being perceived quite a bit.
Don't remind yeah. me. I already told you this. Don't remind me.
You finally posted your birthday clip of them saying happy birthday to you. That was so cute.
Yeah, I was so preoccupied by the first stuff that I totally forgot I had that.
You're like, oh, yes.
I was like, I better tweet it before it's too late.
That's so cute. I was like rewatching so it, and cute. I finally was like, because the first time, obviously when we were there, I was like looking at Milk and Love, and I was watching it, and I finally like noticed your facial expression, Kayla, and I like yeah. you were so genuinely surprised. I was like, this is so cute.
I was.
It's so cute.
I was like, oh.
Hello? Like me?
My name is Kaylee now. If love says my name is Kaylee, it's Kaylee.
That was so cute because Heather DM'd me and she was like, I asked JoJo if Milk and Love can either sing Kayla happy birthday or say happy birthday. And like, I don't think we ever like actually got confirmation.
We never got confirmation that it was happening. So
jumped
like,
on the call.
Find out when we're going on.
And we're like, first things first, happy birthday, Kayla. And I was like, oh.
I was literally like, how do you know my name and how did you know it was my birthday? Like, I couldn't, my half asleep brain could not connect the dots, and you could tell.
Yeah, you could tell in the clip that you're just
like, you're like, how did you know? You're like, me? Is that me?
Am I literally.
It was so cute. But yeah, I'm glad.
It was.
I'm glad everyone loved that interview. So,
yes.
Yeah, definitely everyone. Like, all of the comments, all of the retweets, all of the clips being shared separately, screenshots mm-hmm. from it, like everyone seems to have really enjoyed it and yeah. as much as we enjoyed doing it.
Yeah.
And so
I think have like, gone through every tweet
so happy.
On the hashtag yeah. and like liked it. Cause I was like, yes.
Yeah,
thank you.
Same. And I've been like searching Milk Love and then anything from our, mm-hmm. our interview. I've been like on TikTok and on Twitter, being going in and liking it and commenting and being mm-hmm. like, thank you so much for sharing. And like, yeah, it's been really cool. Everyone's been so nice. There's been some people translating bits and pieces mm-hmm. so other fans can get access to information from the interview. Like, it's been so cool. Everyone's yeah. been so nice.
I love
fandom sometimes. Like, this is mm-hmm. this is the part of fandom that I really love, when yeah. everyone gets so excited over something and then
yeah.
just shares it however they can share it, whether it's translating or putting together mm-hmm. little edits or
yeah.
like editing the photos slightly and getting those out or mm-hmm. like yeah mm-hmm. It's been so cool.
I love all. Yeah. I love all.
Everyone's so nice.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. Yeah. We got so many nice comments. I love all the. I've seen at least like 3 different compilations of just all Love's comments in English throughout their interview that people have put together.
So cute.
Like Love's English yeah. having an impact on the people. Now mm-hmm. Kayla's yeah. happy birthday clip can be added to the compilation.
That's yeah. true. Oh my god.
But yeah, it's awesome.
So cute. All the Kayla's, Kaylee's, and Kelly's out there
can now use have... it for their birthday.
Can use it? Yes.
Oh, throw in, you know, I don't know, it's like a pronunciation thing, but Filipinos always pronounce my name Kyla, so let's just Kyla. Throw Kyla
yep.
in there too.
You guys, yeah. you guys too?
Yep.
Love has mm-hmm. now said all happy birthday to all of you. That's funny.
Yep.
All
right.
Well,
so good.
Any other thoughts that we want to get out before
Do we want to cover anything future? Do you want to talk anything future? Or is it too early to speak
the
about
future
the future
of what? The future of
I don't know the future. Do you know the future?
We barely know the now.
If you can't tell by how little we're keeping up with right now, I will say I'm excited for Up's show with Mech starts in the next couple of weeks. My stand in.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that because it's Up, it's Mech. It's co-produced by one of the companies that did I Feel You Linger in the Air. So, like,
yeah.
It's an Alexa show. It was made for me. So, I will be locked in, and you will see me talking about it on social media. So, just know when someone's tweeting about that, it's going to be me.
Yeah.
I am excited about to see what Kayla gets up to when they go to Thailand.
At this point, nothing.
Dude, it's always last minute. Check your DMs. It's always last minute.
Oh, someone check your DMs. Oh.
No, that person needs to check their DM from Kayla.
Yeah. Yeah, don't worry. I've been left on red for a couple of things as well.
I'm telling you.
Checking up, being like, did they respond? And I'm like, funny.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Everyone's so busy right now. Yeah. Us mm-hmm. included.
Yeah.
That's true. But also like check your DMs.
Open line. Open line. Please. God.
Open line.
Dude, I should not be talking. I know I have messages waiting
Pixie,
in my DMs.
Pixie, there's like three different group chats too. In line that you probably don't even know exist right now.
Oh yeah, I haven't checked my line in forever.
May. Oh my god.
There's always that funny. One person who hasn't read it, and it is Pixie. Pixie
can
is
I,
that person in the group
I've
chat.
I've been really busy. I'm
it's
here
all good.
At least.
It's all good. It's all good. Well,
yeah.
On that note, yeah, let us know. Yeah. I guess what you're watching. Give us some recommendations for what we should be tuning into. Let us know what yeah. you're excited about in the coming weeks. Put some things on our radar because
yeah.
we're always, despite not having time, I feel like we always like to know at least like what's going on. And it's nice to be able to cherry pick some shows that we want to watch and look forward to. So let us know what's coming and stay tuned for our NYC content. We'll be coming, like I said, sometime either shortly before or shortly after this episode goes out, you will probably start seeing our first vlog and some of our other NYC content. So,
yeah,
keep an eye out.
And if you're on our Patreon, you will see it earlier.
Yes.
So, go join.
Promo. Yes. And that's also where we are reacting to 23.5, which Heather mentioned. So, yes. if you're in, we're doing all of it. We're doing a little rotation where we're each doing an episode each week to kind of make it a little bit easier on ourselves in terms of keeping up with the content that we're trying to put out. So you can see mm-hmm. literally all of our thoughts on it in different ways and how we all are taking in the series and the characters mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So
yeah. And we just reacted to the trailer of The Next Prince.
Yes. We just put up our review, which will be coming out here on YouTube or late this month, but it's already out on Patreon, so all the goods are always over there a little bit beforehand, plus some extra bonus mm-hmm. clips and goodies. So yeah, that's always yep. Down in our description. Join our Discord, come chat with us about the shows you're watching, about BL in general, about your life. We have lots of fun people and channels and discussions going on in there, so that's always another fun way to connect with us if you're not on other social media. But yeah, anything else we we want to plug right now before I go into the outro? Plug, plug, plug. No more plugs.
Can't think of anything.
Okay.
Besides, I don't want to like go into begging again.
Please accident. Talk to us.
So
please.
So I think we should just get straight to the outro.
Alrighty. Then that'll be all for our episode this week. If you enjoyed the conversation, make sure to like and leave a comment. And if you haven't already subscribed to us, be sure to do that as well. And share the episode with a friend or two. All of that stuff really helps us out with the algorithm and gets our episodes out to more people. If you're listening on either Spotify or Apple Podcasts, make sure to leave a rate or review if you haven't done that already. We haven't done that promo lately, but we do have you listening friends listening listening on the telephone, friends in mind. I don't know why I did this. If you're listening, you would not see the hand motion that I just made, but it was like I put a telephone in my ear for some reason. But we do always keep our friends who listen in mind. So if you listen and you haven't rate or reviewed on your listening app, be sure to do that as well. And yeah, that's all we have for this week. We'll be back with another episode or some form of content soon. And we will see you guys then. Bye-bye.
On my floor, and he looks a little bit dead.
Oh. I feel like I've been seeing Blueberry forever.
Yeah, I've seen Blueberry forever.
Aww. He's just sleeping.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Think of your favorite one-hit wonder.
Or that overpriced toy your parents would never let you have.
Or that TV show that no one else remembers because it was canceled way too soon. Now what if we could fix it? I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm DeLon Grant. And after 20 years of friendship, we are now hosting a new nostalgia podcast called Let Me Fix It.
Each episode, we'll dig into our favorite celebrities, shows, and brands of yesteryear, and then imagine what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
Think of our show as an intervention, but with way less stakes.
So subscribe to Let Me Fix It wherever you get your favorite podcasts.